Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So today I'm laying out my vision for the future of American healthcare with the America First Healthcare Plan. As we restore America to full strength, the first healthcare plan will be a core part of our national renewal.
The president speaking about the America First healthcare plan. And I feel like it was just within the last week that we had people saying, you know, remember the president was going to say he was going to release a healthcare plan. Well, what is it and when is it going to happen? Well, here it is. Here we have it. And we have an expert on right now to talk to us about what it entails. Dr. John Fleming is joining us, the assistant to the president for planning and implementation, to discuss the America First healthcare plan. Doctor, thank you for coming on with us today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks, Annie. It's indeed a privilege to be here with you.
So what can you tell us there? We had the president talking about pre-existing conditions. It certainly seems to be the biggest buzzword that surrounds the conversation in a transitional Obamacare world to what President Trump would like to do with health care. What are the things that you want people to know first and foremost about this plan?
Well, look, I was in Congress when Obamacare was passed, when it was debated. In fact, I was deep in the debate myself. I debated against Zeke Emanuel and all of those who were, of course, big champions for Obamacare. And the promise was, as you recall, if you like your doctor, if you like your health plan, blah, 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 you get to keep them. We know that wasn't true. We said it wasn't true. But there wasn't enough people to believe us to actually hold back on this. But the big thing, the big lie is that Obamacare provides coverage for pre-existing conditions, and we know that that only applies to a very, very small group of Americans. And in fact, but for Medicaid expansion, there is no significant net increase in people covered by health insurance, and that's despite billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that have been spent. But here's what has happened, and that is that even though we have the best healthcare system in the world in terms of direct provision of care, and always have, what we have seen is a more bureaucratic system, a more expensive system, one in which there are fewer and fewer options for Americans, and the costs have skyrocketed. The deductibles have more than doubled. The premiums have more than doubled. So the American people are paying more and getting essentially the same. And so what President Trump is saying, look, going forward, we need to fix this. And the first thing I'm going to guarantee you is that whatever we do going forward, you will be protected when it comes to pre-existing conditions. So let's get that out of the way. But also, under his plan, Americans have more choice, they have lower cost, and better care. That's the three pillars of the Trump health plan. And his health plan includes eight laws that he has already signed, 12 executive actions, and a number of other executive actions that are going to be coming in the weeks ahead. And then also reform of health care in general during his second term. So there's a lot that's happened, and there's a lot that's going to happen. But we are, with President Trump's leadership, we are making America's health care the finest and most cost-effective health care with the most options, personalized care where decisions are made in the exam room with the doctor and the patient.
Dr. John Fleming is on the phone with us, assistant to the president for planning and implementation. Dr. Fleming, this America First healthcare plan, I'm looking at it a little bit as we're up on Twitter here, kind of scrolling through it. Is this something that, is he limited on what he can do through executive order? Because obviously he's done a little bit here. Is this sort of part one of other parts to come? Is he hoping to bring in Congress maybe after the election into this? Or how does this whole thing work out?
Well, we're actively engaging with members of Congress building legislation. For instance, one of the things that he mentioned in his speech is something called surprise billing, where someone goes to the hospital, they have a procedure done, maybe it's an emergency or maybe not, and they get a bill out of the blue, it's not in their network, and it may be an inflated cost. He's committed to fixing that. It's not an easy solution. It requires the help of Congress to really get a good solution to that. And we're already talking with key members of Congress in order to do that. But think about what he's already done. He signed into law the repeal of the individual mandate tax, which was a tax that you had to pay with the privilege of not getting health care coverage. He repealed taxes on health plans. He repealed taxes on medical devices. He's had four executive orders that lowers drug prices. We've seen premium decreases in Part D Medicare. He's required hospitals through executive action to post their prices, so we have more price transparency going forward. Passed the right to try for critically ill patients. Dramatically expanded access to telehealth. And, of course, we all know that he signed the historic VA Choice and VA Accountability Acts. These are just to name a few.
I love hearing about a lot of this, like, transparency and cost, because it seems to me as though big government always wants to pay for everything. They never want to ask why anything costs so much. We're speaking with Dr. John Fleming. He's the assistant to the president for planning and implementation. I'm going to ask you a very simple question here, and we only have we got 5 minutes left here, and I know this is a big answer, but what was so bad about Obamacare? Why do we need an America First healthcare plan? What is Trump doing that's better than the Affordable Care Act? Why does he need to replace it?
Well, going back to a statement I made earlier, when it comes to the actual delivery of care, we have the best doctors, the best system to deliver care. The problem is it's far more expensive, and there's far fewer choices and options for people. We could do it as we could deliver the same level of care. And again, this is pre-Obamacare. We had great care before Obamacare. So what has Obamacare done? Obamacare has basically expanded Medicaid. So we have a net increase of 12 to 14 million people on Medicaid. I think anybody would argue, and I'm a physician, as you know, that Medicaid is a third-rate way of covering care. You don't have any options under that. Why not move these folks to a private health plan where they have all the choices and decisions themselves? And so what President Trump is saying is that Obamacare took a brittle bureaucratic system with a lot of bureaucrats making decisions for you, a lot of middlemen skimming off the top, and he's saying, let's get rid of those folks, make care far more responsive, much more individualized and personalized, and put the options and decisions in the hands of patients themselves.
We're almost out of time here, Dr. Fleming, but with these executive orders, you know, he's the last night at the rally in Charlotte, president was calling out Big Pharma, and he's signed a lot of these things that you were just mentioning. Are these in danger of going away under a Biden presidency because he could just reverse the orders?
Well, not only that, but as you know, President Biden would have what they call Medicare for All, what we know to be socialized medicine, a fully government-run system. And all you have to do is look at the national health care system in Britain to know how bad that is, where people wait in line for tests, where they die of cancer because it's delayed diagnosed, where if you're a certain age, you no longer are a priority for receiving such things as a hip replacement. I don't think Americans can stand that kind of health care system, but that's exactly what a President Biden would deliver to you.
Doctor, one last time before we let you go here, to reiterate or to clarify, What happens to people under the America First Healthcare Plan who have a designated pre-existing condition?
There is not a specific law that does anything one way or another. Very few people see any benefit under the current Affordable Care Act for that either. So that's something that we plan to deliver working with our friends on the Hill, the members of Senate and House, to come up with a way that's cost-effective where if people leave the insurance system and want to reenter it, that they can do it in a cost-effective way. That would require some subsidy from government, but it's very doable, and the president is 100% committed to doing that.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Fleming, for the time today. We appreciate this, and we're going to share from the White House website this executive order on an American First healthcare plan for people to read it for themselves as well. Great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Annie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.